Grace, mercy, and peace to you all from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our second reading for today is the basis of today's sermon, especially these words. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. Thus far the reading. Good afternoon, Mount Olive Lutheran Church. It is good to be here with you worshiping, and today we continue our study of the Lord's Prayer. Last week we had, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now it is, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What great words. But did you know they contain probably some of the hardest words for any Christian to say? And that is, thy will be done. Thy will be done. So difficult. And perhaps when we say them in the Lord's Prayer, they are easy to say because they're part of the Lord's Prayer. But in our own life, perhaps saying thy will be done is a bit difficult. Because what do we want? We don't want thy will be done. What do we want? We want my will be done. Right? It's difficult. I can remember when I was young and I first got my first, quote, real job. I'd been mowing lawns for forever, you know, just getting pocket change. And I tithed, and that was fine because I still had money left over to spend however I wanted. It wasn't that big of a deal. But then I got my first real job working at Subway. Awesome. Love that job. But I get my first paycheck, and I'm like, all right, I've made this much money. And then you look, and here comes the hand of the government, and it's, oh, it's, hey, you've taken a big bite out of my sandwich. And then, you know, it comes time for Sunday to roll around, and suddenly, putting a little bit of tithing 10% of what I've been given, suddenly it's like, wait a minute. I tell you, I did not tithe that day. And I didn't tithe for many weeks afterward because all of a sudden, hey, my slice of the pie used to be this big and now it's this big. I tell you today, I still tithe. I do, but I still struggle with it. That same inner nature of wanting to say, not thy will, but my will be done. I might say, you know, I could put this in the offering plate, but you know, I might need this month. My groceries might go a little bit further. I might be able to splurge on myself. God, why not let my will be done? As I said, it's sometimes the hardest part of the scripture to faithfully enact. But that's not the only part of our lesson for today. The other is what? Thy kingdom come. And what does that mean in the good Lutheran tradition? What does this mean? Thy will be done me, or excuse me, thy kingdom come. What is the Lord's kingdom? It means that this world is what? Is it going to be here forever? No. It's passing away. Bit by bit, piece by piece. Even in science, they understand this is entropy, that this is all dissolving and falling away. Our sinful flesh grows old. It's not as good as it once be, and we are all going to die. Thy kingdom come, because it is coming. For some of us, it'll come sooner than later, and perhaps the Lord might come today or tomorrow, and his kingdom will come immediately for all of his believers. But we see a little bit of that juxtaposition, that idea in our gospel in our final reading for today. The parable of the worker in the vineyards, right? Everybody knows this, right? Everybody knows how this story goes. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. I will pay you a denarius. So they go and they work in his field. Ah, there's still more to do. So he sends people out at noon, at later, at lunch, at dinner time. And then when there's only an hour left, he's still sending people out. Hey, there's still work to be done. And then what happens? We all know how the story goes, right? They all line up in a certain order of the reverse order of how they were hired. And he's giving them a denarius, a day's wages. To some of these people who have what? They've worked barely an hour. They haven't toiled. They haven't sweat. They haven't done anything. And yet, when it comes to the person who is borne the brunt of the day's labor, a denarius. And the grumbling. I know this is a parable, but I have seen this attitude amongst Christians. We talk about going, spreading the word of God, and I have seen, they may not have been deathbed conversions, but I have seen the, I came to Christ late in life and then died soon after. And it irks people. What? I've also talked about the thief on the cross to people. And, you know, here's this man. He is a criminal, a lowlife, a loser, most likely a highwayman and by extension a murderer. And yet he dares to look at Christ and say, Lord, remember me in your kingdom. The Lord tells him, today you will be with me in paradise. And fellow Christians scoff at this, like how does Jesus show such mercy to this man here at the end? He's getting in just under the deadline. Ah, do you hear it now? Even though we're talking about the Lord's kingdom, we're also talking, Lord, not your will, not your mercy, but my will and my justice be done. As if to be mad at God, at the abundant mercy, the generosity that he pours out. We see it here in 15. Do I not have the right to do what I want with my money? Or are you envious because I am generous? We say, thy kingdom come because this world is passing away. We say, thy will be done because our Lord's will is ultimately mercy shown to us through whom? Through Christ. Through a mercy that is so utterly vast, it's so wide that it's actually sometimes difficult for us to comprehend. I tell you that I too struggle with this. But these words are hard for me to say or to pray, but I pray them nonetheless. And often when I, once a month, put my offering in the plate, these are the words that I say to remind myself to put my trust in the Lord. Thy will be done, not my will. Friends, this sinful world is passing away, and we have the absolute joy of the resurrection, in which, in light of the world, what does all of that mean? Friends, when you pray, thy kingdom come and thy will be done, reflect on your own lives, your own gifts, your own talents, your own offerings, and say with fervent hearts, merciful Lord, thy will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.